Something occurs to me has to give here. It's imperative that we make a mid-course correction from our current self-centred Christianity to Christ-centred Christianity. As we travel, we'll need to evaluate the reality of the kingdom in our own lives. For instance, are the ethics of the kingdom our ethics? Are the values of the kingdom our values? Is the kingdom what we seek first and foremost? If it is, you'll be encouraged in your journey by these messages. If it isn't, this will be a great place to start. All these questions and more will be raised as we make mid-course corrections now. The kingdom is both a reality in the here and now and a promise to be inherited. We as a holy nation belonging to God are visible examples of the present and coming reign of and rule of Jesus over his kingdom and his people, or we should be. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Ours is a life to be lived and a future to be anticipated. This isn't about a passport to heaven, it's about a productive life now, a life that gives, a life lived to the full in the here and now, and the prospect of future reward for a job well done. Matthew 6:19-20. It's not a me-centred life, a self-referential life, but a life that pours itself out for others, just as our King showed us. To understand this, we'll have to go back to basics and examine our fundamental beliefs to see if we're obeying the obvious requirements for entry into his kingdom. For instance, the need to be born again, foundational. Church attendance doesn't make you a Christian, nor do Christian parents. And neglected issues like his lordship and water baptism. Yes. So before we start, I'll be addressing such questions as why is water baptism essential and what does it signify? What if he is my saviour but not my Lord? Does it make a difference? Are we born again simply to go to heaven or is there more than this? Does God require a response from us beyond believing faith? And if so, what is it? And what does maturity look like? And perhaps, and most importantly, are we in a prison from which we do not really wish to be set free? For the answers to these and other questions, I suggest you tune in tomorrow. It's really worth getting these fundamentals straight in our minds. So kindly fasten your seatbelts. I think we are cleared for takeoff.